Okay, well, let's talk about the game. Buffalo comes in.
Okay.
You're well rested mentally and physically, do you think?
As much as we can. But, you know, everybody's banged up at this point in the season. So, staying mentally sharp and going out and executing is the key to success at this point in the season.
Brandon, what's more important in your estimation, in your experience? The rest, the physical rest, getting away from the game a little bit. What's the biggest benefit of coming back from the bye week?
I guess it's the having another season, you know, and things are starting to shake out in the conferences and in the divisions. So you have stuff that you can look forward to, and you have stuff that you can improve on schematically and personnel wise. So it gives you a little bit more hope and some stuff to look forward to going into the end of the regular season.
Is that also the biggest benefit of taking it literally one game at a time, that if you take care of business each week, you get a better feel for what that second season is like what you said?
Well, it seems like the games are a lot bigger. They mean more. They're more important coming in the second half of the season and playing in November and December.
Brandon, when you play a team a second time during the year, do you take much stock into what happened the first time, or do you believe that a team will change what they did the first time?
You take a lot of stock in what happened in the previous game, because the things that you didn't do so well, and if you haven't found a way to improve on that, going into the second meeting, you're going to see that you're going to see the same stuff again in that second game. And the stuff that you did well, you're going to have to expect that there's going to be an answer to it.
What are some things you remember from week four that were maybe challenging the first time around?
We started slow. I think there was a point where they were up by 3 touchdowns. And we have to do better in improving on that. Starting fast. Not having those lulls in action, being consistent, passing the ball, being consistent in the run game, and doing that stuff early and continuing that for 60 minutes is gonna be the key for us to beat Buffalo.
Will it help being home?
Definitely, it always helps with the home crowd, and because that's just one more variable that the opponent has to deal with, is crowd noise. And being displaced and coming out here. So it's definitely an advantage playing at home.
Having played 8 games, though, you feel pretty good? I mean, relatively healthy?
Relatively.
Able to high jump 7 feet.
Tom said he felt your relationship on the field is coming and developing. You sort of feel the same way, that you're making those strides necessary?
It's an ongoing process. I think I said earlier in the springtime that I don't think that this year we're going to be at a point where we're like, all right, we got it made, because we still have so much work to do. And we're working hard to improve on that week by week and day by day. It's a collective, it's a group effort, and that's what we're moving forward with.
Flip side, though, like a game like the Rams, where you connect quite a bit, a couple touchdowns.
It was 2 catches.
Big ones.
Right.
Does that build confidence, you think, going forward?
It was 2 catches and 2 touchdowns, and we still have a lot of work to do.